The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam.
Ancient words will guide us home. Hallelujah. Please, let's clap for the Allos Choir once again for that beautiful ministration. God bless you. We are moving on. We want to, once again, as I said, it's Father's Day, honor fathers, and I want to call three people to talk a little bit briefly about their fathers and to honor their fathers. Amen. Is that a good thing? All right. So first person I would like to call is Nana Kwesi. Is Nana Kwesi here? Can I? All right. Please encourage him. It is our day, okay? So try and encourage us. It's not easy to be a father. Try. Clap for Nana Kwesi. Nana, make it brief and powerful. Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. I want to honor my dad this morning. He's always here with the ashes. I put something together this morning to honor him. He never looks for praises. He's never one to boast. He just goes on quietly working. For us, he loves the most. His dreams are seldom spoken. His wants are very few. And most of the time, his worries will go unspoken too. He is there, a firm foundation, an unwavering support through all the storms of life. He taught me to read and write. He encouraged me to press on. He found me a job. He would tell me, Nana, you are not there yet, whenever I tell him of a new promotion or an achievement. As an intercessor, I cannot tell the many times I hear him praying for me in the early hours of the dawn. The man I call Dad has been a blessing to me. He has endured pain, shame, and the bitterness of life to put smiles on the face of his children. It is for this reason and many that make you my hero. If God makes it our choice, I'll choose you again and again, even if you are a twin. Happy Father's Day, Eugene Ajima. So, Daddy, please come upstage.
Let's clap for him. That is very touching, I tell you. Wow. Let me hear your shouting. Why are you sitting down like that? Why are you sitting down like that? Why are you sitting down like that? Wow. Is it not beautiful? Is it not beautiful? Is it not amazing? Is it not supernatural? Wow. Daddy and son, God bless you. Let's clap for them. Let's clap for them. God bless you. Beautiful. Next on the list, I want to call up here Mami Esi. Is Mami Esi here? Wow. Mami Esi, please come up. Let's welcome Mami Esi. Mami Esi to also tell her story. Mami, brief but powerful. God bless you.
Chase after money. They choose business over family. But my dad, he never did that. He chose family over business. He strives every day to give me what he didn't have when he was young. And because of that, I want to say Happy Father's Day to you. Aww. He is still disciplining me. He made me read books like The Richest Man in Babylon, the richest dad and the richest kid to teach me managerial skills. He taught me to read books like Good Morning Holy Spirit and introduced me to Christ. And for me, that is the biggest blessing that God has ever given to me, to give me a dad who taught me Christ, because not everybody who has a dad who teaches him or her how to love and to know Christ. And for this, I want to call you all to help me welcome my dad, Dr. Jacob Mensah, so I can honor
him. Wow. Dr. Jacob Mensah, we salute you. Mommy, Mo, oh yeah, dear. Mo. Wow. Is it not beautiful? Is it not powerful? Why are you sitting down or standing down without clapping? Why are you doing that? Come on, let's give it up for the Lord. Wow, Mommy C and Dr. Jacob, God bless you. Is that a beautiful? It's our day. We'll do our best, crowd. Last but not the least, ladies and gentlemen, or church, help me welcome Pastor Jude Saki. Where is Pastor Jude Saki? Don't vanish, you. Tell him to come. Tell him. Why are you standing there like that? Why are you standing there like that? Help me welcome Pastor Jude Saki.
Honor a very great man who has done so much for me throughout my whole life. You know, a lot of pastors' children don't really appreciate their fathers, and they don't even love their fathers because you hear so many excuses and reasons that the church has taken their fathers away from them, or you know, there's a lot of pressure that comes from being a pastor's child. Everywhere you go, people expect the best from you. You don't have any grace or room for error. Every time, Osofo Ba, look at what you are doing. Pastor's child, look at what you are saying. And sometimes it weighs down on you and you begin to feel like, can I just have a normal life? But I can't say that there's been a single moment in my life where I have regretted or I have not been happy to be the son of Bishop E.A.T. Saki.
Wow!
I think that it's a great testament to, of course, the grace of God, but also his fatherhood. That he's had four children, and three of them have grown up, and all of them love God, all of them like church, and the church is our family. And I mean, we cannot imagine any other life we could have had besides this one. And I don't see the church as taking away my father from me, but if my father is so great, why not just share him with everybody else so that they can also experience what it means to have a good father? And when I think of my father, what I think of is kindness and generosity. That he's a very kind man, and everything that we've needed since we were children, he's provided. As a child, many times you don't really see the sacrifices parents make for you. All you know is that your needs are being met. And your needs, they graduate as you grow. Because when I was, there was a time when I was, 9 or 10 years old, and for my birthday present, I really used to like milk a lot. I really used to like drinking a lot of milk. But we used to be allowed just 2 teaspoons of milk for our cereal every morning. And I remember one of my birthdays, my dad, for my birthday present, he gave me a tin of milk. And it might have seemed like a very small thing. You know, when I grew up and I thought back, that's when I felt cheated. But back then, it was a great thing to me that a whole tin of milk all for me. But as we grew up, you see, the needs change. Now it becomes an Xbox, becomes a car. And then, but constantly throughout our lives and my life, and I speak on behalf of my brothers and I, that all our needs are being met. Sometimes you complain that we are finishing this money, but you know, as we've grown, we've seen that it's not true. It's just something that he says, but the money is not finishing. And the blessings that come from being the son of Bishop Saki, you can't even quantify it. Almost every country I go to right now, there are people who are willing to take me in, to take care of me, to love me. And you see, it used to irritate me when I was really young, that because you can see that somebody wants to be your friend because of who your father is. But when I grew up a little bit, I said that no, it's actually a blessing that I can be a recipient of the spillover, the love that people are showing to him. And I'm sure that some people here have prayed for me before, not because of anything, but just because of who my father is. And it's such a great blessing for me to receive so many blessings, so many benefits, physical benefits, to all the gifts that people give to him. We also enjoy some. Even my father and I, we wear the same shoe size. So if you buy a shoe for him and you see me wearing it, it doesn't mean that he didn't like it. So we receive so many. And of course, the good looks. I also got the good looks from him. So all in all, it's been a great blessing for me to be the son of Bishop Saki. I wear it proudly around my neck. I'm not ashamed of it. I've never been shy of it. And I'm always proud and always happy to be known as son of Bishop E.A.T. Saki. A real son, a physical son. The rest of you are borrowing him, but... So on this Father's Day, I thank God that it was not up to me, that I didn't choose my father, because I don't think I would have had the wisdom to choose Bishop E.A.T. Saki. But God made it easy for me, and God gave me the best father I could have ever asked for. So on this Father's Day, I want you to help me stand to your feet, and I want to just honor him.
We are his spiritual son, so join him, aha. Let's join Pastor Jude. We need a spiritual son. By the blood of Jesus. And with a resounding voice, let me hear your wildest shout. This man, you have right, is a great man of God. Wow. Bishop E.A.T. Saki, we salute you. Wow. Is it not beautiful? Is it not wonderful? Is it not supernatural? Then why are you not shouting or making some noise? Cadet, let me hear your wildest shout. Wow. Bishop E.A.T. Saki, we salute you. To the world, you are greatest dad, pastor, preacher, but to us in the Kadesh, you are our world, and we salute you. Your presence, your covering. When you are not around, we realize that there is a vacuum. We thank God for your life. You are a nice man, and I love you. You are a nice man. God bless you for who you are to us. We thank Bishop Dark Edward Mills for giving us Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Amen. Without wasting my time, let's welcome the fresh breeze. Please, today, breeze us something fatherly. Breeze us, okay? Let us feel the breeze. Let's welcome the fresh breeze.
The journey of the narrow road. Those who've gone before us line the way. Weary, their lives are staring
testament to God's sustaining grace. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run the race, not only for the prize,
but as those who've gone before us, let us leave to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness, passed on through godly life.
Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light the way.
May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe.
And the lives we live inspire them to obey.
Hopes and dreams have come and gone,
and our children sift through all we've left behind.
May the truths that they discover and the memories they uncover
light their way.
May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey.
Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of light their way.
May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey.
Together, my Ourselves to you and to your will. We ask you to bless every father that is here, every man that is here. Cause us to walk in the highway of fatherhood. And may you be our example every day, because you are the perfect father. Teach us and help us out of our mistakes, and grant us the grace to live to honor you and to honor the generation that will come to us. May all who come behind us find us faithful. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Sit on top of your enemies. We are blessed indeed. Amen. And I'm sure because of Father's Day, we've had so many things we're doing and other things that can come up. So I've been instructed to preach for a short time. And so I need to obey for once. What do you think? All right. But it's a blessing to every child must honor your father. Whether father is rich or poor, educated or uneducated, your father would always be your father. You should have said amen. Amen. And it's a beautiful thing to serve God and to love God and to do what will please God. I want to just, the scripture that was read to us earlier on, I just want to stand on it and minister to preach to you briefly. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Verses 1 to 3. And I want all of us to join and read together. It is still very loud upstage. All right. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. If you don't mind, let's all read it out loud and clear. Ready, go. Right? We don't. Verse 3. Ready, go. Amen. So just for 15 minutes, I want to share with you three rewards of honoring fathers. Three rewards of honoring fathers. Right. And this scripture is very, very clear to us. And as we read and as we see right here, Paul is writing and speaking to children. If you are here, you are born by somebody. Amen. You're born to someone, so that you are a child in a soul. Even when if your parents are not alive, every time God gives you, your father is not just the one who brought you forth to this world biologically. God brings you or gives you also fathers. Who can? Bishop preaches on fatherhood really. Sometimes somebody fathers you for a while, and then the season changes. Maybe you travel when you're in secondary school. Maybe a certain teacher took a special interest in you. When I was in school, when I gave my life to Christ, I had my senior Castro who led me to Christ and who taught me many things. He was my father in Christ. Are you with me? He brought me to Christ. He led me, showed me, so taught me so many things, quiet time, took me to prayer meetings and all that, and so on. Now, even before then, before I went to secondary school, when I was in
primary, before I went to secondary school, there was a teacher I had called Mr. Geraldo. Very, very nice man. He decided to give me extra classes. I mean, for no extra pay, just teach me extra and so on. And taught me, he just liked me. So I can say that to some extent, he was my father for that period. Are you here? I've gone home. I mean, why should somebody start to just like you and help you, be interested in you and to whatever? I mean, it was just beautiful. He taught me very well to the point that in my school, we used to do common entrance at that time. I topped the whole of Western region by the grace of God. Amen. If you are clapping, clap properly. Are you there? Mr. Geraldo was a very, very helpful. So he was a father. That went to secondary school, I had seen a Castro and so on. And then I moved on to another place and all that. So there are seasons. Fatherhood is like a relay. Somebody fathers you. It may be your biological father, but your biological father may not be around you all the time. Am I talking to anybody here? Yeah, but somebody comes into your life and takes extra interest in you, corrects you, loves you, likes you, helps you, and all that. It goes on and on and on and so on. And I mean, I went to university and so on, and I met Bishop and started ministry. I was with him and so on, and he's been father to me all these years by the grace of God. Can I have an amen? Amen. So you see, it's a relay. So each time, that is why God said that, call no man, Jesus said, call no man father. Because there's no person is a complete father by themselves. No one single person is a complete father by himself. God puts a lot of people together, 2, 3, 4 people, to make them a father to a person. Do you understand? So you see that scripture. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father. So there's only one person who is a complete father. You should have said amen. Are you here or gone home? Right. So there are biological fathers, there are social fathers, and so on. There are also some negative fathers. A father who teaches you sin and bad things. What a shock. So if you learned how to smoke because you had a senior in school, who was your father? May God deliver you in Jesus' name. But briefly, I want you to see 3 rewards for honoring fathers. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Hallelujah. In other words, it is right to obey your father. We can end there. Amen. You may be taller than your father. You may feel more educated. You may be more educated than your father. You may have more money than your father. But the Bible says that the right thing is to honor your, obey your father. Let everybody say amen. Amen. And in this church, we are blessed with so many young people. So many of some that then praises. I see a lot of young dancing in front. It's beautiful. But I wish that everybody in this church will grow up honoring and obeying their father. Say amen. Amen. It doesn't please anybody to come to church, to dance in front here, and be so disrespectful to your father. Somebody say amen. Amen. When we come to your home, may your father be happy to call and say, "Aha, Kojo, your pastor has come." And may your father give a wonderful testimony about you. You should have said amen. Yeah. Are you there? Yeah. Not that you go out, you don't tell your parents, you just go out when they ask where you're going, say, "Oh, I went somewhere." You must show honor and respect to your father and your mother. Bible says, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. You never go wrong obeying your parents. Amen. All right. So what are the 3 rewards? Number 1. The first reward for honoring fathers, that it's it may be well with you. Amen. Are you there? David, are you with me? That it may be well with you. Now, that is a very important phrase. That it may be well with you. This is the word of God. If you obey your parents, it will be well with you. Amen. Are you there? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Look, if you're a young person, if you are young, growing up in secondary school, you're in SS or your JSS or JHS or whatever and so on, as you grow up, you begin to sometimes feel that your father is kolo. You begin to feel that your parents belong to another age. You are now on top. But the Bible says that obey your parents, for this is right. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are you still here? And the Bible says the first reward is that it will be well with you. We can stand up and say, you see, this is very easy. We can stand up and say, I received a blessing. I received. But the Bible says that you will, if you obey your parents, it will be well. So the awareness of the blessing comes when you obey. Say amen. Now, when the Bible says it will be well with you, it means that you will be successful. Amen. Somebody shout amen. Amen. It means you will be successful. As you obey your spiritual father, your biological father, the father God has given you, the Bible says that you will be successful. Yeah. How many of us want to be successful? In your school, in your business, in your home, in your marriage. If you obey your parents, it will be well. You will be successful. Not every counsel or advice that comes from a father is easy to receive. Are you still here? It's not every advice, counsel that will be acceptable. Sometimes it will be difficult. But you must tell yourself that because I see this person as my father and he's saying it, I will obey this way. And the Bible says that is the way you can be successful. Wow. Hallelujah. Amen. Number two, when it says it shall be well with you, it also means you will overcome. I see you overcoming in Jesus' name. I said, I see you overcoming in Jesus' name. Number three, when the Bible says it will be well with you, it means you will flourish. May you live a flourishing life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. The other day, I told my first son, you know, he's growing, he's taller, much taller than me. My father is taller, and doesn't mean that his brains are bigger than mine. It's not proportional at all. All right, but I was telling him he had grown a certain type of hair that I wasn't so comfortable with. And I was telling him that, listen, this your hair, it's not nice. You are the son of Bishop Saki. He said, I know. But that is why I grew this hair when I was in school. I said, but you brought it here. In fact, this boy who came up the stage, the second one, one day he dyed his hair red. And I said, don't stay in the house with this hair. Not Liverpool. This is not Liverpool. I said, what the behavior is this? So he said, Daddy, the pressure is too much. I said, there's no pressure. Anyway, the first boy, when I told him that, cut this hair off. And he said, Daddy, you are worried about nothing. Look, I'm a good son. I go to church. I read my Bible. I have my quiet time. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't give you any problems. Only thing is the hair. So go and ask some parents how they are struggling for their children. And you don't have a child who's giving you any problems at all. And the hair, you are worried about the hair. What can the hair do to you? Now, when he said that, I saw that there's some wisdom in it. That I should not worry at all about, because he hasn't given me any problem before. Only hair. But I pray, I say, Lord, touch this boy. What a shock. And one day I realized that he has cut it off. I said, why did you say, Daddy, I want to look like you. I said, congratulations. I gave him 50 CDs. What a shock. But I'm saying that if you want to flourish, you must learn to do what your father tells you. Can I have an amen? If your father died young, there's somebody who brought you, who helped you. You are not a, nobody is a self-made person. If you come to church, if you, maybe you live in that area, come, you come to church, you've joined this church and so on. God has given you fathers. Your pastors are like your fathers. Am I talking to anybody here? You grew up, some of you grew up in communities where there was no a certain regard for fathers. But now that you're in Christ, you must have a certain regard for a father figure that God brings your way. Amen. Somebody must tell that, listen, this boy you are working out, don't go after this boy anymore. Don't tell him, are you my father? Bible says it is right to obey the father, because that is how you flourish. I see you flourishing in Jesus' name. When the Bible says it shall be well with you, it also means you will multiply. I see you multiplying in Jesus' name. Amen. It is well. It shall be well with you also means that you will hit it big. I said what? You will hit it what? Big. May you hit it big in the name of Jesus. Only because you have a heart to obey your father. Amen. This is right. Hallelujah. I know some people who don't like their fathers. And sometimes, unfortunately, some mothers say negative things about the children's father to them. Because maybe the marriage didn't work. And you know how it is, the woman moved out with the children and all that. And sometimes the negative thing that they say about the father to the children made the children grow up with negative feelings towards their father. But you do not know that no matter what it is, even if the father is 100% wrong, the Bible says you, the child, it's your duty to obey the father. You don't have the right to dishonor. You don't have the right to insult. You don't have the right to despise your father, because you were not there when your mother and father were quarreling. You were a baby, you didn't see much. And you don't know the full story. So I want to plead to all mothers, never influence your children negatively against their father. You are hurting your child. I say you are hurting your child. I don't know why you are not clapping properly. Hallelujah. You are actually hurting. You know, we are in society. Some time ago, it was more of like in Europe, in America and so on, where we don't have, if you like, fathers, mother and father growing up with children. But now, it's very common in Africa. In very many, many places, you see children growing up with all sorts of, nobody around in a certain sense. But somehow, in Christ, God gives you a father person in your life. I don't know many of you personally, but there are people here. Please, can you stand? Look at this handsome young man here. Look, can you stand? Look at, face the check. You see this? Can you also stand? Can you see? Where is Paul? Where is where are the rest of the guys? These guys are people pastoring you, looking after you, know you personally. You must see them as father that God has given you. Am I talking to anybody here? See them. They come to your house. They are not there to disturb your life. And so they are here. They are there to. Bible says that we are helpers of your joy. Somebody say amen. Amen. And I want you to see their counsel, their advice, their prayer for you as an effort to improve your life, so that you can hit it big. Shout amen. Amen. Clap your hands for this wonderful man of God. And several of them. Amen. Amen. And God brings them. You see, you come to a church, God says, oh, these are counselors. They're counseling, they talk to you and so on. They are not that they don't have anything to do, not that they're interested in your story, but they want to talk to you, hear what you have to say, counsel you, give you some. No, you see, sometimes you think that the only person who is important is the person who gives you money from his pocket. But you see, good advice is worth more than money. You should have shouted amen.
if I gave you 100 Ghana cedis right now, you like me very much. But there's a piece of advice that I can give you that is worth more than 100 Ghana cedis. So you see, the counselor, people that will come into your life and they're supposed to speak into your life, counsel you, open up to them. Let them know who you really are. And by their counsel, their influence, your life shall blossom and you shall hit it big. I see you hitting it big in the name of Jesus. Are you there? I said, are you there? When the Bible said it shall be well with you, it means you will expand. I see you expanding. I see your life expanding. I see your business expanding. I see God expanding you on every side. Receive it in Jesus' name. You will do well. You will do well. You will expand. You will flourish. You will bear much fruit. You will hit it big. Because you have learned to listen to the counsel. The next important thing that you need to know. Number two. So the first one, the first reward of obeying your parents is that, or honoring your fathers, is that it should be well with you. Number two, the second reward in honoring fathers, Bible says that you may live long. Somebody say amen. Amen. That you may live long. Some people die before their time only because they don't know honor their fathers. You cut your life short. What a word. Are you still here? Right. When you honor your father, you overcome diseases. Diseases that shorten life. May it be taken far away from you. I said, may it be taken far away from you. Hallelujah. If you honor your father, you will survive many crises that eliminates people from this life. May God give you strength and grace to survive in Jesus' name. Say, I will survive crisis. Come on, lift your hand and say, I will survive crisis. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, this is the word of God. If you honor your parents, Bible says that you will live long. Many things eliminate people, but you, because you have learned to honor your parents, you will live long in Jesus' name. Your amen is very feeble. Hallelujah. When the Bible says that you will live long, it also means when you honor your father, you will last a long time. Amen. I said amen. Amen. Right. I just want to go on quickly. If you honor your father, it also means you will be able to come back. You will, when you honor your father, you will make a comeback. No matter what happens in your life, you will make a comeback. You will not fall and be destroyed forever. May God deliver you from destruction and from evil. In Jesus' name. When we read the book of Proverbs, we see how the father will speak to the children and speak. Listen, my son, listen. My son, listen. My son, listen. Now, when you listen, you have it. You have a developed heart to listen to instructions from the father. Listen to instructions from a father that God has given you. You will be able to turn around and come back. Many of you are people who have come back. You have gone out there. But look at you sitting in church today. Shout amen. Amen. One young man was telling me early this morning how his life was when I got here early after the first service. How his life had been till he came to church. He gave his life. I said, Bishop, within a short time, I can see my life taking a different turn. I said, yes, you have come back to the right way. May God bring you to the right path and may you see the glory of God on your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Your life can never be destroyed. I said, your life can never be destroyed. Amen. Shout amen. Amen. When you honor your father, you will come through. Amen. Amen. Now, the last thing that I need to say now, before we close, the third reward for honoring fathers is receiving inheritance. When you honor your father, you receive an inheritance. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18. Bible says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. Amen. Now, there's something that is called spiritual inheritance. Hallelujah. Spiritual inheritance. When Elisha was following Elijah, Elisha's father was called Shaphat. In 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 11, the Bible says, Elisha, the son of Shaphat. But as he kept on following Elijah and moving on with Elijah, maybe Elisha's father was a farmer and all that and so on. Now, I mean, working in, but as he kept on staying in church and following Elijah, he came to a point where he received Elijah as a father. Are you still here? 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 12. The Bible says, and Elisha saw it, that he saw the chariots of God, and he cried, my father, my father. Suddenly, the man of God had become a father to him. He had now seized Elijah as a father. Now, it is when he said, my father, my father. And then, it was then that the mantle of Elijah fell on Elisha. You see, Elisha wanted an inheritance because he had told Elijah that I want double portion of your anointing. I want a certain grace to come upon me. And Elijah has told Elisha that when you see me going, then you will receive. But then what is going to happen? It is when the chariots of God came and carried Elijah away. And then Elisha said, my father, my father. The Bible said the mantle fell. And then he took out the mantle. He didn't even know what he had, but he had inherited an anointing. May you inherit something that is not may not be tangible, but real in your life. Amen. Somebody shout amen. Amen. You can inherit, it is not tangible, but it can make a difference. Sometimes the wisdom of a father can become your portion. Say amen. And the Bible says, Elisha moved on, went to the place where Elijah parted the river. And he got there and said, what is going to happen? The river Jordan, who am I going to go through? And he took the mantle of Elijah and struck the water. And the Bible said the water divided into two. May the anointing come upon you strong in the name of Jesus. Are you still here? And miracle began in Elisha's ministry because he saw the man of God as a father who has the grace to impart something into his life. May you receive an inheritance. I said, may you receive an inheritance. How many of you are still here? I'm telling you, if you see your pastor as, oh, this is brother this, or this is Mr. this, or this is pastor this, he will be that to you. But if you see them as a father that God has blessed you, his words will carry more weight. And you receive an inheritance in your life. There's an inheritance that God has preserved for you. God has reserved that for your life. And God wants you to do well in this life. God wants you to live long. God wants you to prosper. And God wants you to inherit a blessing. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Sometimes you can even be older than your father. You know what I'm saying? You can be older than your father. Because your spiritual father may be younger, but God has made him a father to you. Amen. God made Joseph a God and a father to Pharaoh. And by his wisdom, the whole of the land of Egypt was delivered. May God give you a father that you can honor and respect so that your life can change. Shout amen. I want to challenge you on this Father's Day. Many of us cannot see a real father in our lives. You have a teacher, you have a pastor, you have a big brother, you have a friend, but do you really have a father? Sometimes even your own by your father, you have not seen him as a father. Because of where, how you're brought up, or because of the background, because of many things. But today, may you not miss out on the blessing of honoring fathers. Shout amen. If you honor your father, Bible says that you will do well. Bible says you will live long. And the Bible says you inherit a blessing. Stand to your feet. Just close your eyes and lift your hands up to the Lord. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Every one of us here, and talk to God this morning. Ask God for grace and mercy. Ask God for help. Ask God for strength. Ask God for grace to receive the Father, the counsel, the anointing, the grace that must be yours. Everybody lift your hands up to God. Every from the back to the front, lift your hands up to God and let's talk to God and say, Lord, give me the grace to honor. Honor fathers, their correction, their instruction, their counsel, their anointing, their wisdom. Lift your hands up and pray and say, Lord, take away from me any rebellion, any stubbornness, anything that will make me lose out and miss out on the blessings. Take it away, oh God. May I honor what you have been, so that I will not die before my time, so that my days will be extended, so that I will prosper, so that I will do well. Pray this morning and ask God's help and ask for God's grace. Karonda Shiki Bahatos. Mako Rabatata Kasi. Zimroma Ramai Katota. Limiri Bahamiri Shikrahat. Makambalirimo Kasimrani. In the name of Jesus, we lift our hands to you. We lift our hands to you. Give us fathers. Fathers that we can see. Father that we can honor. Father that we can appreciate. Father that we can be grateful to you for. We lift our hands to you today. Show us mercy. Areas of stubbornness. Areas of rebellion. Areas of turning away. Deliver us, O God. Deliver us, O God. Deliver us, O God. I pray for your blessing. May life be extended. May life be extended. May blessing come. May it be well with us. 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 In the name of Jesus, bless your church. Bless your children. Cause that it is submitted to your will. Rule and reign in our hearts. And be glorified. We give you thanks. We give you praise. I want us to lift our hands to God, and He is the ultimate Father. I have a Father.
Father, He calls His own. Oh, He'll never leave me. No matter where I go, no matter where I go.
Come on, sing it.
head and every eye closed. I want to invite you to make the Heavenly Father your Father. Maybe somebody invited you to come to church. Today, I introduce to you the perfect Father, our Heavenly Father. I introduce to you the Father who knows you when you were a clot of blood in your mother's womb. I introduce you the Father who cares about every minute detail of your life. Today, I want to tell you that you matter to Him. You matter to Him. And I'm going to invite you to come and give your heart to Him. Make Him the Lord of your life. Let Him take control of your life. And let Him be your Savior. If you're standing in the congregation, wherever you are, you want to say, Bishop, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want the Heavenly Father to be my Father. Today, I want to surrender my whole life to Him. If you're here right now, you need Jesus in your life, lift up your right hand and I shall pray with you. God bless you. Lift it up high, high above your head. You are having the best Father. The Father who can correct, who cares, who loves, who's interested. Lift it up. Lift your hand up high. Up high above your head. So many at the back, in front, wherever you are, lift your hand up. I need to pray with you right now. Father, thank you for every hand lifted. I pray that today will mark a day of new beginning for many people. If you have lifted your hand up, I want you to walk from where you are and come to me. Come. Come.
He knows my name.
He knows my name.
He knows my every thought.
He knows my every thought.
He sees into the thoughts.
He sees.
He shares that thought. And hears me when I call. He knows. He knows. He knows my name.
He knows my name.
Oh, he knows my every thought. He knows my every thought. Oh, he sees. He sees that thought. And hears me when I call.
Lift your two hands up high. Everybody lift your two hands in front here. Lift your hands up high. Say this prayer. The whole church, join us as we pray. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
This Sunday morning.
This Sunday morning.
I give my heart to you.
I give my heart to you.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
Wash away my sins.
Wash away my sins.
Make me your own child.
Make me your own child.
I want to serve you.
I want to serve you.
I want to follow you.
I want to follow you.
I want to walk with you.
I want to walk with you.
The rest of my life.
The rest of my life.
Today.
Today.
This Sunday morning.
This Sunday morning.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Receive me.
Receive me.
As your child.
As your child.
Father.
Father.
I'm coming home.
I'm coming home.
Please receive me.
Please receive me.
Make me your child.
Make me your child.
From today, I will serve you.
I will serve you
all the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father,
for hearing my prayer.
Hearing my prayer.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord? Hallelujah. Amen. God bless all of you for taking the step to come. Now, this is your home. Amen. You have received Heavenly Father as the Father of your life. I want you to come here every Sunday. Make sure you are here because there are many things that God wants to do in your life. You see our sister waving a hand there, Lady Pastor. I want you to follow her. She's going to give you a little book and a little gift. And I believe that this is the beginning of a new story for your life. Say amen. Can you go this way? Clap for them as you go.
He knows my name. He knows my name.
God bless you. I think, where's your friend Pazzi? I think I'm supposed to hand over to him. Or take the offering and everything before. What am I supposed to do? I should take the offering and then I can sit down. Well, can I give you a piece of advice? Can I give you a piece of advice? Nobody here should ever argue with your father. Don't argue with your father. The person that you see as a father, don't never argue with the father. He says, he talk. Never do that. If you do that, you're actually attracting a curse that you don't know. Every argument is shortening your life. Never argue with your father. It doesn't mean he's 100% right. But tell yourself, I'll not argue with this man. Never, by the grace of God. Say amen.